What if someone told you that your every thought from the day you were born has been recorded and will be shown tonight on YouTube Live? You'll see it over there in the related videos. And not only that, but a link to a website will be given where all of your friends and family can go and view all of your thoughts about them, a full archive of your thoughts. How many people would be angry with you? Everyone? Would you be angry with yourself for things you've thought? Your thought life reveals the real unrestrained you. Like most people, you may think you're good enough to get to heaven and that God, well, He won't send me to hell. But God has seen every one of your wicked thoughts and actions. He has seen every time you've broken His commandments, lusting over someone you're not married to, lying and stealing, no matter how little the thing was you stole. It might have been some song on the internet. He knows every time you've carved a false idol of God in your mind, a corrupt God of your own imagination, who will turn a blind eye to your sin. That's not the true God, though. He's heard every time you've used His holy name in vain, using the name of the one who gave you life in place of a curse word. You wouldn't do that with Hitler's name, but you do it with God's name. The Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes His name in vain. In every careless word that people speak, they will give an accounting for it in the day of judgment. Be honest with yourself. When you face God on judgment day, keeping in mind that He's seen your every wicked thought and action, will He find you innocent or guilty? If God gives you what you deserve and what I deserve, should He send you to heaven or hell? God has written His law on your heart, so you are without an excuse. You know it is wrong to lie, to steal, to lust, to curse, because God gave you a conscience to know right from wrong. Your own conscience demands justice. Imagine a courtroom scene where a child rapist is coming before the judge for sentencing. But instead of giving him what justice demands, the judge hits the gavel and lets the man go free. And he says, well, you know, the rapist was a nice guy, and he gave to charity in the past, and he goes to church every Sunday. You would be outraged if that happened, and you should be outraged. Yet most people think the high and holy God is just like this corrupt judge, and that they can bribe Him with their good deeds so that He'll overlook their sin. Again, what would you think if the judge said to the rapist, I'm a very loving judge, so I'll just let you go free? You would not think that judge was loving at all, but that he was corrupt and not worthy to be a judge. Yet most people expect the holy God, who is the judge of all the earth, to be just that corrupt with them and overlook their sin and turn a blind eye to it. Infinite love and goodness, which is what's true of God, demand infinite justice. Because God's love and justice are infinite, He won't punish only murderers and rapists, but He'll punish all sin wherever it is found. That's why the Bible says the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. It says no thief, no sexually immoral person, no idolater will enter heaven. And all the liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. Now the question for you who are hearing this video is this. Is there any hope for someone like you? Is there any hope for the person who has defied God time and time again by rebelling against His will, refusing to love and worship Him? Is there any hope for a criminal who stands guilty in the courtroom of God? Is there hope? Yes, there is. There's forgiveness with God. How? How can that be? The gospel, the good news is this. Imagine you are a human in a courtroom, and the judge, he finds you guilty. And because he's just, he gives you the maximum fine of $10 million. But there's no way you can pay that fine. So you're about to spend the rest of your life in jail. Then someone you've never met steps into the courtroom and says, I have sold all of my worldly goods to pay your fine. Your fine has been paid. So justice has been served and you're free to go. Well, 2,000 years ago, God became flesh in the man, Jesus Christ, who was born of a virgin, and He lived a sinless life. And then He suffered and died under the wrath of God on the cross to pay in full the penalty for all of your sins. Then He rose again in triumph over the powers of death and darkness, so that in Jesus Christ we can have eternal life. The Bible says God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. But it's not enough to merely believe intellectually in your mind in order to be forgiven by God. The Bible says that even the demons believe intellectually. In order to have real forgiveness, you must repent. As Jesus Himself said, unless you repent, you will also perish. And repentance means turning fully away from your life of sin and turning fully to God, trusting in Jesus Christ alone to save you and not your own deeds, trusting in Him as the one who willingly stood in your place on the cross, and He took God's wrath for you, the wrath you deserve. What are you waiting for? Don't gamble with your eternal salvation. Your life, the Bible says, is a vapor. It's gone. And you have no way of knowing which second will be your last. The Scriptures say you should seek the Lord while He may be found. You should call upon Him while He is near. It says you should forsake your wicked way, and you should forsake your unrighteous thoughts, and you should return to the Lord, and the Lord will have compassion on you. That's our God. He abundantly pardons those who come to Him, trusting in His Son alone. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but He desires for you to turn from your sins and live. You have a personal invitation from the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He says, come to Me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Not only rest for your soul, but you'll find all your sins forgiven and the power of sin broken. And any man who's in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Jesus Christ is your only hope. He is the only way. Yet too many people, they're trusting in their own righteousness, or too many people, they're refusing to turn from sin to follow Christ. You choose this day to whom you will serve. And you will only find a precious master to obey in the Lord Jesus Christ. All other masters will enslave you in the misery of sin, but in Christ there is life.